This next mindfulness piece is called Time Traveler You, and this was written by myself, Sarah Cassidy, as a selfless context mindfulness piece for older adolescents or adults, and this one was especially written for a group of early childhood educators returning to work after the COVID-19 global pandemic. And this one is called Time Traveler You. Okay, I'm going to ask you to use your imagination now. I want you to think back and remember your earliest memories of school. I want you to imagine that you are following a spiderweb back through time to the you that was about 3 or 4 years old and maybe planning your first day at play school or preschool. What did you look like? Can you remember? What was your hair like? Maybe you don't remember exactly, but I bet there are some photographs somewhere around the place that might jog your memory. And in your memory, or in those photographs, do you have a school bag? Do you have a lunchbox? Were you tall or were you short? What color were your eyes? Did you wear glasses? What did you think about as you were going to school that day, that very first day? Were you scared or were you excited? Can you remember anything else about that time? Maybe you had brothers and sisters that already went to school and you were just dying to be just like them. Or maybe you were the very first. Can you remember what was happening in your house? Can you remember what your parents told you about school? Maybe they were really excited or scared too. Maybe they were looking forward to it as much as you were. Or maybe, if you were the last child or the youngest child, maybe they didn't think half as much about it as you did. But can you see yourself in those early moments? Take a moment, if you can, to feel what it was like to be that version of you. See if you can breathe it in. Really take it in with all of you. Just step back in time for a few moments and be the you that was 3 or 4 years old. And now I want you to see if you can find that spider web back through time again. And I want you to weave your way forward from 3 or 4 year old you. And I want you to find yourself a teenage you. Let's say you're 15 or you're 16. It's the last days of summer. Can you find yourself there? Can you remember what you looked like then? Can you remember who your friends were? Can you remember whether you liked piano or football or reading? Can you remember if you had a favorite band then or a favorite hobby? Who were they? What were they? Were you in love? Were you afraid of love, but secretly hopeful? What else can you remember? And who was important in your life? Did you have 1,000 friends? Or were you a person that struggled to keep just one? And can you remember what it was like just before going back to school? What sorts of feelings did you have then? Was it a feeling of excitement? Or was it dread? Or was it some complicated mix of both of those feelings and maybe a whole lot more? Were there other people in your house going back to school then? Or was it just you? Can you remember what your parents were like? Or maybe you were raised by grandparents or aunts or uncles. Of course, this is different for everyone. But who were those important adults in your life? Can you remember what they were like as you prepared to go back to school? Were they excited? Did they talk too much about it? Or perhaps you were the kind of teenager that wasn't too keen on talking about your thoughts and feelings with your parents or the other adults that were around that time. But see if you can now take a moment to step inside of teenage you and see if you can notice what was it like to be that version of yourself with all of the thoughts and emotions and behaviors and hormones and any of the other stuff that seemed big for you at that time. And really breathe into what it was like to be teenage you. Now, if you can, I'd like you to find that spider web in time again. And I want you to imagine that you can weave your way into the you that sits here right now in this moment, taking this course or listening to this mindfulness piece right now, wherever you are. And think about, what is important to you right now? What are your thoughts and feelings? And what are all the daily things that take up your time and your energy right now? And what do you look like now? Is your hair the same color as it was when you were a teenager? Is it the same as it was when you were 3? Maybe you've got much more, or maybe much less hair. Maybe now you've got glasses. Maybe you're taller or heavier, or maybe you're much lighter than teenage you. And probably it is only you that knows those granular details of the person you've become. Now, what I want is for you to notice the things and the people that are important to you right now. And are the same people in your life now that were so important to you when you were younger versions of yourself? Or are they very different? Maybe there are several people who once made up your universe that are no longer here at all. And maybe you've had kids or even grandkids since those earlier versions of you. But take a moment to really step into the right now you and notice all the things that are important to you now. Really breathe into this present moment you. Finally, I'd like you to find that spider web again. And if you can, I'd like you to try to travel for 15 or 20 years forward to a future version of you? What are the things that you think might be important to future you? Do you think the same people will be important to you? Or do you think that it will be completely different by that time? What will you be doing with your life? Depending on your age, in 15, 20 years, maybe you'll be retiring. Or maybe you'll still have another 20 or 30 years to go. Do you think you'll be married? Or single? Any idea where you might be living? Or who you might be living with? And let's imagine that you could design those things. What might they look like? What will be in your life then, in 15 or 20 years' time? Can you imagine that? And all the details that might matter to you? See if you can really breathe into all the things that might matter to future you. Now, as we contemplate all of the yous that you have been and all of the yous that you might be in the future, I want you to notice that all of this time, you've been observing yourself from the same perspective, yours. You are the observer of all the yous. There might be things and people and experiences and thoughts and feelings that are and were and will be critically important to all of the different versions of you. And they are no more or no less important because of the passage of time. And they are no more or no less you because of the passage of time. It's entirely possible that you've changed physically in a million different ways. You might look wildly different from past versions of you. There might be lots of really important people no longer with you. And maybe there are whole new humans that might take up all of the space in your mind and your heart. And again, none of these are less important because they are different. And we'd wager a bet that all these things and people and experiences felt like everything. Felt like your whole world when you were there experiencing them. This is time traveler you, and it continues to change as you grow and as the time moves forward. Time traveler you is all of your yous. You are not limited to one experience, one thought, one feeling, one person, or important event. It is all important, and it is all you. You are the observer of all of this. You are the witness of your own experiences. Breathe into time traveler you now, because this is the you that is here for all of eternity, that always was and always will be you. Whether this is a memory, a current experience, or an aspiration for the future, even though all these details have changed a great many times and will change a great many more, this is the observer you. This is yourself as the context from which your thoughts and feelings arise. It is all you. This is yourself as context. See if you can breathe into this. Really deeply breathe into this. And then slowly, and at your own pace, you can let those images fade away and bring your attention back more fully into wherever you are in this present moment, in this room, and slowly open your eyes. And if it feels right, have a good stretch.